From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading The Texicans by Elizabeth Maul Schwartz. Now let's begin with The Texicans. Chapter 1, Spanish Texas. Frederick Stockman didn't scare easily, but Texas worried him. 5 days in a leaky scow to get there didn't do much to ease his concerns. And the closer they got to that inhospitable wilderness, the more nervous the crew.
Ease the sail. Getting shallow. Quiet.
Snatches of whispered, anxious commands penetrated thick morning mist, betraying their arrival and increasing tensions on board. As the boat drifted toward shore and turned its bow into a slight swell, stiff sails were lowered, and the anchor splashed into brackish, chocolate-colored water. Passengers and crew cursed even these small sounds. The anchor dug in as an incoming tide and a light onshore breeze pushed their stern to a halt within a few feet of a muddy beach. Only the burble of small wavelets slapping the hull divulged their presence. But it was too late. A pair of red-rimmed eyes watched them through the moss hanging from an ancient cypress. Frederick slipped over the boat's gunwale into waist-high water, waded ashore, and stashed a bundle into a tree crotch. He paused to listen and scan the silent, swampy thicket. Satisfied that no alligators, water snakes, panthers, renegade Indians, pirates, or marauding deserters from His Majesty's army lurked, he slogged back to the boat. Still in the murky water, he shattered the silence, flushing a few quail with his deep voice.
"Looks safe enough, I reckon. Ain't nobody shot at us yet.
Don't see any sign of a fort, though."